Emma, may please begin with Bob. How can I help you?
Hi Aaron, it's Billy. I've got Dwayne on the line. Well, I've got his partner, his beneficiary, so Dwayne Harding on the line. She's basically done the whole case for him while he's been there, just for his updates and the initial call. I've got his AP number and everything back now. That's on mercy.
Perfect. What did you say, Dwayne?
Yeah, Dwayne. D-U-A-N-E. And then his surname is Harding.
Ah, D-U-A-N-E, yeah, it's another one, got him. IDs all back and stuff, yeah. Perfect.
Yeah.
No, will you get to send them over, Billy, thank you.
Perfect, thank you.
Thank you. Hello, am I speaking with Mr. Harding?
Actually, his partner is not with me just now, but I'm on a beneficiary on the claim.
Yeah, perfect. Can I just grab your name, please?
My name's Nicole Wright.
Nicole. Hi Nicole, yeah. My name's Aaron, I'm part of the...
He might be back in while we're talking, he's just actually not the rate of the show, because it's about 15 minutes really.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely fine. Just want to make a note of your name in case I forget it.
Okay, that's Nicole.
Perfect, thank you. So Nicole, my name's Aaron, I'm part of the investigation team here at NMA Legal. Being passed through to me, this conversation will take around about 15 minutes. And all I'm here to do is, I know that you've given your statement to Billy, my colleague, or one of my other team colleagues. All my duty here is to get to know the effects of what care has done, to Mr. Harding, and also if it affects him to this day. Okay, so I'm basically building the best picture that I can to put the best case forward to the Scottish Government.
You're probably better speaking to me about it than him, because I'm not going to lie, he clams up. So he's done a lot of blocking out. So how this has came about that we've came to you is, as Dwayne reached out on Facebook to an old worker that used to work there that really cared for him when he was there.
Yeah.
And they had a kind of 15-year reunion and they went to see us. And I think she obviously broke that up because there's another few boys that obviously went through it as well. But due to that mate, that's really when Dwayne started unlocking some memories, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So he doesn't remember, and this is why they were kind of wanting to fix his care records, because he doesn't remember day to day what happened. Like, you could say to Dwayne, were you sexually assaulted? He wouldn't know.
Yeah.
He's just blocked that. As far as he's aware, he's never been sexually assaulted or anything like that. What was more good to us when he was in the care home, it was humiliation.
Yeah.
It was the punishments, you know, the punishments where, though, if you're not going to behave, you're not getting out of your room for dinner. Dinner packs up in an hour, you're not behaving in an hour, you're not getting fed.
Yeah.
And where Dwayne was, it was he's been in numerous places, a lot that he can't remember. But the certain one that he was at was Seafield in Aberdeen, and it was a school. So there was a school where, like, people that would come to school, kids that would come to school and go home, but then there was the residential side of it, so then they'd go to school and then stay at the school. And he says he can remember, like, see when they were restraining him, it would be 3 and 4 grown men in tall term, they'd come out the carpet burns, and, you know, you'd be in small corridors and there'd be people with their knees on his head and folk are walking past, and it was more the humiliation side of it. Like, Dwayne remembers asking for dental work for months and months and months, and it just never happened.
Yeah, wow, that's so sad to hear, isn't it?
Just that Dwayne was hard work, so he was always getting more punished rather than treated more well. It was always punishment for his behaviour. But it was stuff like, well, your mum's grew up this week, you're not seeing your mum this week, so you don't behave. Like, how can they stop contact, do you know what I mean, just because of the way a 11-year-old wee boy is acting? And I think it's through having kids of his own, he's really made realise how poorly he was treated as a kid.
Yeah, I understand that.
There's been nothing, this is what we told Billy before we came through to you, like, there's nothing, like, he can't remember ever getting beaten to a pulp. He remembers getting, like, sorely restrained and stuff, and, you know, at risk getting bent up his back and stuff, but he doesn't remember that he was really battered or, like, sexually assaulted, but there's nothing being big, but it was just the everyday living. that's impacted him, like, brains went on. So in that care home, he got that home to his mum. It was only home. He was basically institutionalised as a boy. He went home to his mum. He didn't even last 6 months home with his mum, and that was him straight into the Pullman. So then that's just went through a life of Pullman, and that's a young offender jail where I'm from, Scotland. So he's just had a life of jail, and he's always been in fight or flight mode, and it's only really since his daughter's been born the last 8 years that he's kind of started to be able to mellow down. But he's absolutely riddled with anxiety. He's staying quite a rural town, and for him to go to job centres and stuff, he needs to get the bus. So he'll take like a weapon in the bus room because he's that paranoid that, and nobody's even interested in him. It's just, he hangs at that off them to, you know, just need to fight for your place and care, and just, aye, he just doesn't really get cared for the way he should have been.
Of course, yeah.
Especially, but just, you know, they're taking, the social work take your kids off of it. I've never been my kids took off me, but they take kids off them. You'd think that the ones that the government are raising would be coming out and they'd be the top lawyers and they'd be doctorates and all that, because they're taking them off a bad situation and meant to be making their life better. And 90-odd% of these kids that come out of care are like to hell. They're non-educated, but do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because that's another thing. He's very illicit, like he is uneducated.
Okay. It's been quite tough to Dwayne, hasn't it?
Aye, yeah, and then he first got took off his mum. You know, there was four of them that all get took off her. And then he gets split up to all his brothers, and he's just not had a great time. Like, I always say, like I'm saying to my mum and that, if anybody deserves compensation for their childhood, it is him.
Yeah. Okay. Well, just as you mentioned just previously, just then, obviously that you guys live in a rural town. Did you say that obviously for this fear of anxiety and stuff like that Dwayne like carries a weapon for his own safety?
Yep. And he can't live in a busy state. Like, we need to see the rural for him. Like, see crowded places and stuff. He just can't. He can't do that.
Okay. And what type of weapon does he carry?
To be honest, I'm not going to say a knife because it is my knife, but it's just like hard that the just anything he can get his poke at, hard that you know, metal, anything that he can get his poke at, it just feels a bit safer. And it's just through that.
Okay, but there's Ty. So would you say he carries something that he feels safe using if needed?
Aye.
Okay.
Aye.
Okay.
And that's what most of the jails he's been in there, it's all like...
Okay.
Assault and stuff like that. He's done a lot of prison time.
Yeah, so I can kind of understand why he does carry, you know what I mean? I can understand that, obviously, because being a
prisoner. The that they go to here, it's right in the middle of Glasgow. It's no a fun time to go to prison.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So, and that's been his life. I mean, he went into Berlin at Glasgow when he was 21, and that was him. It's just always been his life until... He met me when he was 23, but like I say, he didn't even come down until my daughter was born 8 years ago.
Yeah. So how long
did... In the 8 years, he was away for the first 3.5 years of her life because he had an overhanging sentence coming up. So she was born, and then when she was 6 weeks old, she went to jail for, you get 5 years that time, but he only done 3. So he was away for the first part of her life as well.
Yeah.
So she didn't have 5 years,
So how long in all would you say that Dwayne has been in prison for?
Oh, I would really like to say. All his teenage years, so from 16 to 19.
Yeah.
So there's no, it was like up to 6 weeks. and then I'll be back to prison for 3 years, and then out to work, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
To handle reality. And then he said, a 5 years, and then a 5'9". He's done a lot of years. Like, I'd say he's done probably about 15 plus years maybe.
Yeah,
no,
okay.
Probably not as much as that. Maybe about 15. Maybe about 15, yeah.
And so, well, could you remember any names of the prisons you may have attended?
The prisons?
Yeah.
Aye, so he's been in HMP Coleman. So that's the first one you go to, that's the young offenders.
Did you say Coleman?
Coleman,
P-O-L-M-O-N-T.
Coleman.
Coleman. Okay, yeah.
And then he's on 810P Barnwinnie.
Yep.
He's done 810P Lomoth.
Yep.
810P Stockton.
Yep.
And 810P Altcourt, that's another thing.
Oh, of course, yeah, that's actually where I'm from.
Oh, I thought...
I'm from Liverpool, yeah, so I know of course. Oh, of course, it's like a juvenile one, isn't it?
No, it's been changed in the last few years. It's actually a high case prison, the Old Coast.
Yeah, yeah, it's just some knowledge I've got behind me on prisons.
Because I've got family in Liverpool. They stay... Is it Walton Green? Walton Green?
Walton Green.
Room to the Asda.
Oh, Walton. Yeah, Walton by the Asda.
Aye, they stay there. So I used to go to visit him. I'd stop in and see panties and that, and then I'd get a taxi to them to the jail.
Yeah.
To the jail system for a case, like.
Yeah.
Aye, I can't say it right.
Yeah. It's okay.
And that's his last time in prison was Altcourt. He got out 4 years in September here.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for naming them prisons. Obviously, it's all so I can gather as much evidence as I can, do you know what I mean?
Right.
Besides, obviously, severe anxiety, do you know if Dwayne suffers with any other mental health illnesses?
Nothing that's been like diagnosed and that, all the doctors will give him a propanolol for panic attacks and anxiety, but he's got severe depression, it completely needs better days.
Yeah.
Very overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Stuff like that, making him sound like he's more capable, he is, but...
No, listen, honestly, the amount of cases that obviously I deal with, there's everyone deals with, you know, the trauma and abuse from care in thousands of ways. I've learned so much with this job in a very short space of time to the point where, like, you know, we are all human, we all deal with these kind of things and mask them in different ways, and I've never found two cases the same. I really haven't, and it's sad to know, and obviously us as human beings have been through this kind of abuse and trauma. It's not nice at all, and it's not deserved for anybody.
No.
Do you know if Dwayne drinks or uses any recreational drugs, smokes cannabis, anything like that?
He smokes cannabis.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
He does occasionally. He was a big drinker when he was younger, and it was all through the drink that he'd get into trouble. Because Ben's never went to jail for anything he's done sober.
Yeah.
It's all through the drink, because he gets drunk, he can't handle his drink, he starts talking about the past, and he gets to sell off, honey, but he has smoked drink, and he doesn't make it. He'll have a few beers.
Yeah.
But it drinks not a big thing anymore.
Yeah.
Cannabis, he's always smoked cannabis, I've met him. He was in the boys, he smoked cannabis. That's what he does make much cocaine on that, he's allergic to it, so...
Yeah, no, fair enough. And obviously, the one question I have to ask, and I don't like asking anybody this, but obviously just so I can get the best knowledge possible. Do you know if Dwayne has ever tried to self-harm or save his own life?
Aye, he has. Aye, he was maybe 17.
And do you know what that attempt was?
He didn't attempt to kill himself. His mum kind of entered intervened. So his mum went into his room and she found a couple of notes to people and a rope in a packed bag. And so when Ray came home to get his rope and packed bag, his mum obviously intervened and realised what was going on via the letters and the piece of rope. She got the gist of what was happening, but he never actually physically managed to get there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, no, okay. Thank you very much for sharing that information. I do appreciate that.
Okay.
Okay. Can I grab the information of where the, where Dwayne is registered as a GP, please?
It's Woodstock Medical Centre, Lanark. Yep. But like I say, see, because he's done as much prison time, a lot of his medical records are via prison records.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's okay. But so this Woodside medical practice is just obviously when he's seen a GP outside of prison?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That's just what this crazy thing.
Yeah, okay. And how long would you say he's been a patient at Woodside Medical Practice?
On and off for the last 10 years. Because you need to be registered at practice every time you commit a prison.
Yeah.
Because you'll notice if you speak to him, there's gaps in where he's no their client and that's when he's in prison.
Yeah, yeah, no, I get that.
Because okay. He's trying to get his prescription to go to prison and to them it's a nightmare.
Yeah.
That's how I know all of this.
Okay. So, just going to the care sentence here, I've got Seafield Children's Home.
Yeah,
that's what he's done. Is that okay? Is that correct, yeah?
That's correct, yeah. He was there for, that's the one he was in for, he was about 11 or 12, I reckon, and he was there right to go home.
Yeah. Okay, so was he in another care setting after that one then?
Not after that, before. Then got took off his mum when he was four, I believe.
Wow.
So trained from Belfast. See, this is how actually I feel if you could request them and have seen records and you've got them because there's a lot of gaps that Dwayne doesn't know. Like, we only found out through meeting that woman that Dwayne spent a bit of time in England. We didn't know that. So Dwayne originally is to Belfast. And I think what's happened, this is just quoting through, I think what's happened is the mum's been told the kids are coming off her in Belfast and she's come over here. And lo and behold, they've ended up getting took off her out here. So there's four of them. There was a 8-year-old, 6-year-old, 4-year-old and a 2-year-old.
Wow.
And then they went to a place in Glasgow, a children's home called Maxton.
Maxton?
Maxton in Glasgow. That's all I know about that. I don't know where that is in Glasgow, not in just know. They went to Maxton and it was to the care home in Maxton that they all got separated and put. And then they went to like care home to care home. I think he was their foster parent for 8 months. Then back to care home, and then he was put in a place called, I can't even remember, Kibble, I think it was. So there's a one called Kibble, a care home in Kibble. I'm sure that's East Kilbride. And then there's been a couple of other stops, and he's ended up in Seafield. And Seafield was his last kind of stop before home. And he went home to his mum from Seafield. I think it was like 2 months before his 16th birthday, so that was the home to mum. And then before he was 16 and a half, he was in prison back after. So.
Right, I get you. Okay. So, just so I've got that right, I've got, sorry, and when you said Maxton as well, is it Max Welton?
No, it's Max
Welton.
So
Maxton.
M-A-X, Max, S-T-O-N, Maxton.
Okay, so when I've done a search of Maxton, it's come up with Max Welton Children's Home in Southwest Glasgow.
So that's maybe it, maybe it's just called
Is
Maxton.
It in Pollock?
It could be. I know it's in Glasgow, definitely in Glasgow.
Okay, yeah, that's the only one that's kind of correcting my wording to that one. But even when we do write to the Glasgow City Council, they'll be obviously be able to correct us if we've made any errors.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so.
And so you think, talking with me and you, so you think there's a shout that you'll get a claim? Is there a claim there?
Yes, he's definitely got a claim because he's been given an application number by the Scottish Government. The claim has been recognised by the Scottish Redress, and they want to hear about this case. So that's why it's come to someone like ourselves, and been approved. So obviously we can gather all the evidence possible. Okay. So we've got Kibble there as well.
See that Maxton, is that his real name Max Welton?
So going back to Seafield, sorry, just to jog the memory, Seafield Children's Home, how long was Wayne there for?
3 years that he knows of, so he, like we said, we're not 100% sure on date. We think he left there in 2005 when he was 15 and then he arrived there when he was 11, so about 4 years.
Yeah, okay.
But that's just us trying to work it out, we've all worked hard, and do you know what I mean? That's us just trying to work it out.
Yeah, okay. And then obviously with Max Welton, can you remember when or how old he was when he went there?
So my age for you, Max? 4.
So that's when he was 4, yeah, okay.
Yeah. So that was the first place they went to, that's where the brothers all got split from, wasn't it then? I was just double checking what I've helped you fight, because he's just come in.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's fine.
So he said he was in Maxton for about, what, 2 years then? So he spent a good time in Maxton then.
Yeah, and then how long was it in Kibble for?
What were you in Kibble for? Oh, you weren't in Kibble? Sorry, that's my mistake. I thought you were in Kibble. So where did you go? I told them Maxton, Seafield, Foster's. Where? Where's that? Right, so we went to a child's home. Called
Monleaf
Road.
Monleaf Road.
Mossley Road, yeah, I've got that. Is that Mossley Road, Basil? Mossley Road in Basil. Aye. So that would have been the name of the thing, Monleaf. Aye. So say there he's saying he was in a few different care homes for a couple of months at a time, then he went to foster care for me and so did you go for foster care to Seafield? Right, so like foster care to Seafield.
Oh, okay, so foster care to Seafield. Okay. Foster care. I don't really need the foster parent's name, but can Dwayne remember where or what kind of jurisdiction he was in? Was it Glasgow? Was it Edinburgh?
Where was your foster parent? Dalry and Ayrshire, is that right? Dalry and Ayrshire. I think you spell that D-A-L-R-I-E.
Okay. Alright, so obviously you've already answered that question for me as well, which is wanting to get have the record shared. Client wants records to be shared so they can refresh. Okay,
there's some blanks that he's like filled, do you know what I mean? There's some.
Of course. Yeah. Of course, and it's yours and the Wayne's right as well. Sorry.
What was that, sorry?
No, it's all good. It's yours and Dwayne's right on having these records shared with yourself. Obviously, they are Dwayne's records. It's what he wants to do or feel on the situation. If, obviously, if for whatever reason he didn't want the records shared, that's completely fine. We'd obviously have them here, obviously. But, of course, obviously, I understand, but obviously, you want them to fill in the blanks. It's more than understandable.
Right.
But, yeah, Nicole, so this journey that obviously you and I are going to embark on is round about like a 12-month journey.
Right.
What happens is, as I said, Dwayne has been recognised as a vulnerable citizen by the Scottish Government by having an application number attached to his case. What that means is obviously they want to hear about this case, so an independent panel from the Scottish Government will come to a decision on this case. Now, this is done behind closed doors. So you or I don't have to attend anywhere. I'll let you know a panel date on when that will be occurring, and obviously keep you up to date with the results of that. What I will be fighting for is obviously to get the way in an official apology from the Scottish Government, but also fighting as much as I can for some financial compensation. Okay, so just to take a step back before this phone call does start to become concluded, I just want to obviously make us aware of the funds and options that are out there. Now, I do have to read this as part of our compliancy. I know you might have heard it before, this is just a boredom part of the phone call. If you are happy to proceed with MMA Legal, obviously just confirm so by obviously speaking out once I've just finished reading this, okay?
Yep.
Alright, so obviously the first option that you guys do have is you can apply for this application yourself without using a law firm or a solicitor to represent yourselves, obviously gathering your own case evidence and presenting your own case. But option two is, you know, you can use another law firm or solicitor that participates in the Scottish Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they are paid £2,000 per case. I can't advise for legal reasons what or how they go about their cases, but I just do know that they do lend that £2,000 from the Scottish Government. Whereas with ourselves, being option three, we're a private and independent law firm, so we don't like to owe the Scottish Government in anything, and we work off a no-win, no-fee basis. So obviously the documents that have been sent and signed by yourselves, it just disclosed that we do take a percentage of the legal fees, which is 16% plus VAT, which totals
19.2%.
Well, it's just under 20. It's 19.2%. That is a cap.
Is that like £2 off the table?
Yeah, near enough. Yeah. So that is a cap fee. So it doesn't matter what kind of financial compensation Dwayne may achieve. We'll never take more for him maybe gaining more. That figure's always going to be capped. For whatever reason, the case doesn't go in our favour. We'll never come chasing for any legal fees, anything like that. We are covered by our own insurance company, if that is the case.
So I think you're going to be taking ownership of the hunk with some financial gain for yours as well.
Say that again, sorry.
So I think you're going to be taking this on if there was no financial gain for yours, so yours must think that there will be a financial thing at the end of this, then, aye?
Yeah, obviously we do present these cases with strong and hard evidence, and part of our strong point is we don't want to just get a sorry and goodbye. We want to give our clients, you know, financial compensation for the abuse and trauma that they have been through. So that's what we do fight for. So I don't want to give any promises out and say, you know, you could get this and all of that. But I do know that, you know, it is strongly recommended that, you know, there is financial compensation out there for yourselves. So obviously if you're happy to use our
Aye.
Alright, perfect.
I tried to get one set of your records and I said to him, no, we need a lawyer to do this. They just kept sending us for quality books.
Yeah.
It was the blood that was sent to us to back to each other, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I was like, no, we need somebody to do this.
Yeah, no, well, that's what we're here for. We're here to, you know, make this journey easy to use and make it as hard as it can be for the Scottish Government to want to deal with this case, because obviously these teenagers and young babies that have been in care and been abused, it's not the nicest at all, and, you know, these people need punishment for what they've put other people through.
I really know.
Yeah. So
basically saying if there's any words you need to change or anything you need to lay on sicker, just stay out.
Well, obviously, yeah, I am going to be giving you an update.
We have words in the nose.
Yeah, of course. Well, yeah, I am going to be giving you an update every 4 to 5 weeks on how this case is travelling. If you do have any questions or anything in the meantime, you're more than welcome to give us a call back. The number that either you have called Billy on or Billy's called you on, just give it a save, and you can save under my name. My name's Aaron.
I'll be dealing with.
It's just me that you'll be dealing with now, yeah.
Because I came through you via Facebook ads, see the amount that other lawyers have got phoning me, and I'm like, I don't know if this is what I speak to them on.
Well, if...
So
yeah,
they're really trying to put a password in place where only she knows that password.
Yeah, well, I can see that password here.
Yep.
So I can see that. I'm obviously not going to disclose it. But I can see that password here. And what I can do is I'm just going to quickly... That. That's okay. Okay, so you guys have WhatsApp, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. What I'm going to do is I will send you a message on WhatsApp just with a quick, like, you know, thank you for your time today, blah, 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 and then you've got
that's
our WhatsApp then, and then you can just save that, and then you can contact us through WhatsApp, and if you want, ring us. So you'll have that kind of quick key communication for yourselves. But before I go, do you have any further questions for me at all, Nicole?
No, he's covered that for
alright,
if I do have any questions, or if he remembers something that he feels is quite significant or whatever, you know, I'll definitely give you a message and stuff. And he'll go, oh, in fact, I remember I went, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
He blocks a lot of it out, and his mum, now that he's away, his mum fucks it up. He don't know what to believe.
Yeah.
Do you know
exactly
what I mean? Because as far as we were away, so even Dwayne was born. Dwayne was the first child allowed in the prison with his mum. So Dwayne spent the first 8 months of his life in prison.
Yeah.
He was born in prison, a sister looked after him over in the Irish jail, like, and then his mum always told him he was born in a ward under the prison, and then we went to get his birth certificate, and he's born in Dundonald Hospital. So three things like that were like, well, was he even in the jail? Just things like that, and his mum just fussed it up, she blamed everything on dad. Dwayne's very much a mum's boy, because she always went to contact and stuff, so... He's never a movable, but there's just some things he's like, that just as the intro. And,
yeah.
You know, through having these care, fishing safety, even get the care breakers and their money, that'll be a lot settling as well, do you know what I mean? That'll.
Yeah.
Aye. No, I don't know. His mum's lost it up, we don't know. He's got scars in his body and he doesn't know where they came from. Like, surgical scars, where a doctor has said that is surgically been done and there's not particularly what it's for. Just things like that.
Yeah, it is. It must be very, very confusing for them.
It's a shame. But I like to say, you've covered absolutely everything.
Yeah.
Aye, you've covered everything.
That's it. Obviously, some of the blanks will hopefully get filled as we are on this journey, and obviously some reassurance with Dwayne as well. But as I said, I am only a message or a phone call away if you guys do speak or need anything.
Thanks so much for that.
Not a problem, Nicole. I'm just about to send you the WhatsApp now so you've got our details, and obviously to put your contact for myself.
Right, that's fine. Thanks so much.
Not a problem, Nicole. Thank you very much and enjoy your evening, okay?
Right, thanks, Sam. Bye.
Thank you. Bye now.